1063, please.
Request of Vicki Tracy to address council regarding the feeding of squirrels in Portland.
Good morning.
Okay. For me to make copies for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know this seems a bit trivial compared to the other issues you have to discuss today, but it's been scheduled, so I'm just going to go ahead. We have a problem in our neighborhoods, and actually, I understand we live in a city, and rats, you know, are an urban issue. However, I don't see any reason to invite them into our yards, our garages, and eventually our homes. And I stood in my neighborhood and watched as a neighbor feeds them every day. And I've watched rats about, I don't know, 8 feet long or so come out and grab this bread that this person puts out every single day and run back and forth and back and forth. And this is in broad daylight. And rats normally don't come out in the day. So if you see one, you know there are very many. I spoke with Chris at Vector Control, and unfortunately, the way things are with our ordinances, there are no laws against the feeding of animals in Portland. So the very, very most that he could do is stop this feeding until a specific rat problem is taken care of, and then the person's allowed to just start feeding again. So it really is, you know, a non-issue at that point. All of the people that I spoke with, not one person thought it was a good idea. One of them, who was the backyard neighbor of this feeding person, found a rat behind their stove, a rat nest in their shed. Another said, oh my God, that's where all the peanut shells are coming from, and just spent $1,100 with their dogs at the vet to take care of peanut shells that were lodged in their digestive tract. And everyone else just says, you know, please, let's ask him to stop. However, no amount of pleading, explaining, begging has helped. And he's kind of actually dug his heels in and said, I do what I do, and that's too bad. So what I'm asking you, because he throws out a cup of seed into a mound on his property every day. He gives the peanuts out every day, and he throws bread every single day. What I'm asking you is if you could please consider an ordinance that would make it illegal to do this kind of thing, because it's not healthy for the animals, it's not healthy for the neighborhood, and it certainly, you know, we shouldn't be asking rats to join us in our neighborhoods. So,
thank you for bringing this to our attention. The neighborhood mediation program comes to mind.
Right, if you could stop downstairs in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and ask the crime prevention specialists are actually out on East Burnside, but somebody in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement could put you in touch with them.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that occurs to me is whether Multnomah County could do it, since they're in charge of public health.
So the city has no...
Yeah, the city doesn't do public health. The county regulates that, as Commissioner Fritz said.
Okay.
But we do have a neighborhood mediation program, which is there to try to mediate these kind of disputes. Doesn't always work, but it's there.
Well, this obviously won't work because 20 people signed a letter that this person did ignored and, in fact, questioned whether people actually signed it. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, I'm hitting a brick wall here.
Yeah. Well, I would recommend, if you would, that you and we can do this, forward your letter to the County Board of Commissioners.
You could. Okay.
And we'll do that. Again, they regulate the public health side. I guess I would at least get you to consider using the mediation service, because sometimes if a third party is there, you can sort of push the reset button on a dispute like this. So
we do have some. The Bureau of Development Services does some nuisance abatement. So I'll look at that and see if there's anything there.
Okay.
The mayor will forward your information to the county health department.
You've left your contact information with us, I assume, since you're on the agenda. So we'll get back to you.
So you will.
Those options are.
Okay. So I won't do anything until
I hear
from you.
We'll get back to you from both Commissioner Fritz's office and mine.
That's perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. 10:16.